When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian. Switch sides here. There we go. I am with a band called Catapult. They are from Switzerland and Sweden. And this is the second time they've been on the show. Let's go. All right, Joel and Johan, I know I say it very American because that's where I live, and you guys probably say it way cooler than I say it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm gonna call you Sebastian.
That's how you say it. You know what? I was listening to episode number 47. My episode number 47 was probably 2 years ago, maybe a little over, and it was Catapult that was on. Episode 47, I think you guys had just came out with or were promoting Shut the Fuck Up and Press Play, right?
That's correct.
I was listening to, I was like, let me get a refresher with these guys. And I was like, oh yeah, I fucking love that. So 2 years later, you guys are back.
Yeah, it took us 2 years to finish our album, so I suppose.
go ahead.
Yeah, that's simple as that. That's the production time, and here we are again.
Yeah, because I think 2 years ago, I don't know who said it. One of you guys said you were hungover, and I said, "How are you hungover at 7 o'clock at night?" And he said, "If you're not hungover at nighttime, you've never drank before or never been drunk."
I think that probably was me, and it's the same thing today. I'm hungover again because but Swiss time, yeah.
you just came out. Is this an album you guys came out with or a single? It's an EP or something, maybe?
No, it's an album. Yeah.
A full-length album.
Yeah.
Took 2 years to write.
Huh?
Took 2 years to come out with this new album.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, like, we produced it ourselves and mixed it ourselves, did basically everything but mastering. And it took a bit of time to, like, learn how to mix music properly, I suppose. Yeah,
it's tough, man. I couldn't do it. Because, like, and then when you hear it, though, even when you listen to it, it's almost like if you hear it so many times, it's hard to hear the little subtle differences that really does make a change in the song, though, right?
Yeah, I agree totally. If you listen to the song, it's really hard to hear those nuances. But if you're only listening to the nuances, it's hard to hear the song.
Is that you that does that all? Is that are you Johan? Are you the one that does most of the mixing, or does Joel also help you with that?
I did all the mixing.
he just goes nope.
I don't have a clue about this stuff. I just like to play the guitar and I let Johan do the magic.
you guys have a full band, though. It's not just you two. It's a full band, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're five guys.
What have you guys done since you guys were on the show last? I know you guys had that Shut the Fuck Up and Press Play, but did you guys go on tour? Have you guys played concerts? And how is COVID over there on top of that?
We are a COVID band. Let's call it that. we never intended to play live when we started out. It was me and Florian, the other guitar player. We just wanted to send songs back and forth. I'd scream and he'd play guitar, and that was fun. And then we realized that we were kind of good, and we got more band members, and maybe we will play live. I hope we will, but it's still not like a thing we strive to do. It's we just want to produce music in the first room, to say.
Well, living in separate countries makes it a little bit harder also to do live shows, right? It's not like you can't just walk over to his house, you know?
Yeah, no. that would be a lot of logistics included there. But yeah, it would be nice if it works someday, but everything has to fit in there.
Yeah. Where's the rest of the band live? Are they also in different countries? Are they all just, I think what's Switzerland is like the, where do you live, Johan?
I'm in Sweden.
Sweden, you're in Sweden. So is most of the band in Sweden or are they in Switzerland?
The rest are in Switzerland. We kind of decided that would be a better epicenter for the band. Mm-hmm. So like I fly there and that's our base if we ever do gigs. Or when we do gigs, let's say.
Yeah, you guys need to do gigs eventually. I mean, that's how you're going to grow, right? Yeah. No, I did. I we're going to play your music video here in just a little bit. And I was, okay. Joel, how do you say it? Is it Joel? I keep on saying Joel. Is it Joel?
In Switzerland, you say Joel.
Joel.
It's like French, but yeah, you can also say Joel. It's okay.
Okay, all right. Go ahead and say the name of the song.
The song is named Shadow, which means skull.
Okay. See, now when you watch the video, there's so much energy. It's almost like you're doing your band a disjustice if you don't play concerts. Like you have to go out there and share that music with, right? Because not only is it super energetic and fast paced, it's also kind of like metal, kind of thrashy. I can see get the crowd really going. So once you guys eventually start doing concerts, I think you're gonna have a pretty decent following.
Yeah, I want to. It's not. Let's do it in a year when my kid's 18 and moved out.
Oh yeah, you still under 18. You just had a baby, right? Congratulations on that. How's that going for you?
Well, for me, it's kind of good. I'm the guy working. My wife takes all the nights mostly, so I'm just gliding along.
is this your first baby?
No, it's our second.
Okay, so you already know what it's like then, huh? Joel, do you have any kids?
No. I'm a kid myself now. I'm the kid of the band.
Fuck your life up, man. You love them. You're like, shut up. Go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it doesn't help with sleeping as a parent either, but.
No, try being in a band and having kids. It's like extra hard. Like if everyone and has a kid, your band's never going to do shit, dude. There's just no way. There's just too much responsibilities going on. Really?
I mean, but the thing is, like, I think that when I got a kid and I had to schedule my spare time and like, I started to get so much more done. Before when I was young, I was just like stupid and lazy. And now I'm just like, okay, I have 1 hour a week to do music. So I will do it that hour.
It definitely makes you more scheduled.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you have to fit something in there, you're going to fit it in that slot.
And for me, it's increased productivity by like 10 times.
I can see that actually, because it forces you to have to schedule, you know, instead of just kind of, because when you don't have responsibilities, you're just kind of lazy. You can just kind of do it whenever you want to. Oh, I'll do it like, you know, a couple days from now, or I'll do it next week or an hour. But yeah, when you have to schedule it, what's the name of this new album? And I think it just came out
the day before. We released our brand new album, Play Stupid Games, Win Stupid Prizes, this Friday. So it's like 3 days old now.
Play Stupid Games and Win Stupid Prizes. How many songs are on that album?
13.
13, yes.
Yeah.
Favorite song on the entire album, and you can't say Shadell. That's a different song, okay? What would be your favorite song on there?
Okay, I can go first.
Okay.
I know that the last song, Oh God for One More Breath, it's a perfect ender because it always makes me want to play the album again. And it doesn't represent the album sound-wise because it's kind of like a ballad, but it's not. It's just like low tempo, but it does it for me. It tickles my pickle.
I don't know if that means the same thing there than it does mean over here. I don't know. It means tickle your penis. Okay. Yeah, all right, there we go. I'll pull that song together. Dude, so much energy, so much fun. I was listening to it, and I don't know why it wasn't downloading correctly before. It said something about subtitles. There's no subtitles in it, but I did realize that is not in English, and I wasn't sure. I said, is that – because sometimes you can't tell. Sometimes even if it's in English, I can't tell what the fuck someone's saying. You know, like if they're screaming. But that song is in German, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does the whole band speak German?
Not me.
No, not you. So do you even know what the fuck the song's about?
I've been told what it's about. But I mean, they could be
lying to you. The whole song, like, fuck this guy, he's a piece of shit. That's all they're saying. And you're like, oh man, we're saying about, you know, whatever else you guys want to talk about. No, go ahead.
They're screaming about how what a fucking asshole I am.
So what is that song about?
Should I do my version, or do you know what it's about?
Do your version first.
Basically, I think that the video is a good representation of the lyrics. It's about is the term tinfoil conspiracy theorists a thing in America? Basically, it's about factual resistance. People that can't take facts as facts, but make up their own, basically, and how fucking stupid they are.
Oh, there's so many dumb fucking idiots, dude. There's so many people that have their conspiracy theories. You said an American thing. What, is that only fucking people in America? Is that what you guys think over there in Sweden and Switzerland? We all run around with tinfoil?
Yeah.
Most of the time.
There are conspiracy theories. And you know what? Is America known for conspiracy theories?
Nah, not anymore.
They're not?
I think it was a thing like in the 90s with the X-Files and Deep Throat guy or whatever. I don't think it's any worse there than there is anywhere else right now.
You know, yeah. I think when it comes to conspiracy theories, we're going to talk about this for a second, okay? I think when there's conspiracy theories, sometimes there's a little bit of truth to it. In fact, they say almost every conspiracy has truth to it. I don't believe that. But I do think there's some truth to some of these. And I think that you get so carried away with your ideas that it becomes way further from actual truth and one just becoming a bunch of bullshit. But is there like, I would assume some of the same conspiracy theories are out there also. Like, is there like a flat earthers that live out there?
I have never met any, but
you never met a flat earther?
No.
No.
Oh, they're so easy to piss off, man. All I gotta do is say the earth's not flat and they get fucking pissed.
Yeah. You know, we have a thing called school in Europe and we learn.
Never heard what is this school you speak of? Is that a conspiracy theory schools in Europe?
Yeah. No, we have flat earth schools. I would really, I mean, it would be interesting to talk to a flat earther.
Oh, dude, I have so much fun when I do it. Yeah. There's one guy who gets so, and he, okay, oh my God, look, I was sitting there watching NASA they're sending a rocket ship into orbit, right? Yeah. And there was a camera on the rocket. And you could see like it going through the atmosphere, and it was really cool. And so I called my buddy who's a flat earther, because once you get up to a certain height, you can actually see the earth and see it's and you know what he said? He goes, "That's not real, man. That's a fucking drawing." I was like, "That's not a drawing. It's a real thing on the rocket ship." You cannot convince someone who's a flat earther, no matter, unless they are, dude. I swear to God, even if he was on the rocket ship and looked down, I don't think he would believe what he said. Yeah. Someone put that there to fool me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
But wasn't there like a dude that built his own rocket just to like, I'm going to prove this is a hoax?
He said, I should tell him to do that shit.
But I think someone did and like shot himself up and probably died.
You know, I wouldn't build my own rocket ship, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I'm the experts.
To the flat earthers.
These are absolutely insane. All right, so you guys are not touring anytime soon. But hopefully next year you guys are going to be, I hope you guys can, you know, play some shows. In fact, I hope you guys can play some shows and come to America and play some shows. But if you come to America, you can't go to like New York or Los Angeles. Okay. You got to come to Oklahoma.
All right.
I'm not going all the way to New York or California.
Yeah, no. Who wants to go to a huge market with endless amounts of people when you can
go to
Oklahoma?
Who wants to do that? That's what I'm saying. Like, we got cows, dude. You could see the cows in the fields out here. I think it's better than, you know, sightseeing.
That would feel like home because cows are quite dominant in Switzerland too. So yeah. I'd feel like home.
Let's go to Oklahoma.
Are most of your songs in German? Are they mostly, because your album title's in English, right?
Yeah, mostly in English. We have one in Swedish and one in German, and the rest is English.
Why did the band decide, and maybe it wasn't the whole band, why is this song in German?
I have no idea.
Is it easier maybe to maybe get what you want to say out? Maybe it was easier. I don't know why.
I mean, I think like I wrote to one song for the last EP in Swedish and then one song for this album in Swedish just because it fit for me. And I think maybe that just opened the doors for other people in the band to write lyrics. And oops, there's a German lyric. I don't know. but it was a challenge to track the vocals, not knowing like how to track.
You fucking mixed it, right? You mixed it.
Yeah, I sang it.
And you don't even know what you're saying.
No.
Are you sure your accent is...
No, I'm not sure. They approved, but
yeah. But Florian, the other guitarist, was working a lot with him to make the pronunciation fit.
Yeah.
Because I can imagine that it was quite hard for you to do that just with no German.
It would have been impossible. But I got like a scratch track from him where he read it in tempo, so I would get the correct rhythm and stuff. And then we spent 2 hours with me streaming my recording simultaneously as I was recording it. And he corrected me a lot.
You know, that has to be super hard to do, especially not really knowing what the words are. I mean, I know you get the meaning and what they said it was about, but not being, you know, your normal language that you speak or even speak at all. I would assume it's hard to even memorize the lyrics.
Memorize?
did you not memorize them?
Oh no, this was like one word at a time and stitch it up in the DAW.
So you can even play this song live then if you were doing a show, huh?
I mean, if I was rehearsing for a show, I would definitely rehearse this. I would hate every minute of it, but I would.
Well, it'd just be really hard. It'd be really hard just to memorize something that you don't even know. To me, it'd be like, you know, you guys watch Game of Thrones. Is that a show out there? I don't know if you've ever seen it, but they speak like another language, like a made up language that they write themselves. And I always thought, like, as an actor, I wonder how hard that is to memorize.
Yeah.
Something that is really just even a made up language. Like, it can't be easy to do.
And then there's a nerd sitting on the sidelines like, dude, you said that wrong.
How come when you have a nerd voice, you like lose your accent? Like, you have no, you sound American when you said that.
It's the Simpsons guy, comic book guy.
Oh, Milhouse.
No, the guy in the comic book store.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that guy's name.
It is comic book guy, actually.
Yeah, I don't think he has a real name.
I think you're right. Is it harder to write? I'll let you guys go here in a minute, but is it harder to write music in English, or does it come pretty naturally?
Lyrics in English are very natural to write. It's like that's how we're used to hearing it. So like everything in Swedish for me sounds kind of silly. It's really hard to write in your own language when it's not like every metal band writes in English, so that's how metal is perceived. And I remember when I heard the first Swedish metal band writing in Swedish, it was a band from my hometown called Vintersori, and they were like super pretentious and wrote about like the pine trees and stuff, and it was like, this sounds so silly, but I don't know. It's more like how you go into it, I suppose. It was more a problem with me than the band.
You know, I just thought about this. I'm gonna get in fucking trouble, dude, because there's a lot of Swedish bands that actually message me to come on the show, and I tell them I don't do bands from Europe. I quit doing that, and then fuck here you guys are. You lying son of a bitch. Yeah. So, Joel, you play guitar, right?
Yeah.
Right on, man. And I guess was the music video shot? Who was on the music video? Was the whole band there?
I was the Einstein guy that was fighting with all the religious figures. Okay. And we had some extras that came in spontaneously to do to be the religious characters. And it was shot at a Muay Thai gym from a friend of mine.
Cool.
And yeah, it was a very nice atmosphere in there with all the lights that Flo could bring. And I'm really happy with the video. It's cool.
I think the video looks fantastic. It's great, great production. I like the concept. Was that like an Albert Einstein kind of guy in the video?
Yeah, well, didn't you recognize him? It was Einstein.
Himself. He's back among the living.
He came back from the dead just for you guys' music video.
Yeah, it was like the concept was like that this Einstein figure was like the facts who people don't want to accept, so we enforced it to them in this kind of way.
If I could understand what you guys were saying, I might have picked up on that a little bit more. But I didn't know what the hell I was. I mean, I you can't tell. So the video makes sense, but without knowing what the lyrics are or what they're talking about, it's harder to make sense of what's really going on. So
thanks. I just go along with it.
Yeah. Just enjoy the raw violence there.
So, how did your pre-sale? Let's talk. We're gonna wrap up here in just a second. But I saw 2 days ago on Facebook, you had pre-ordered or you had some CDs come in, I guess.
Yeah.
For people who had maybe pre-ordered the album coming out. So how you guys get pretty good? I guess lots of listeners to this new song this new album that you've been pushing out.
I think like the statistics we're getting from Spotify for Artists is kind of blowing up now at the release. It's really spiking. So I hope it'll stay on that level, because it's like way above what we've ever seen before. So that's really fun to see.
Good. Oh yeah.
But experience says that you have a release and it goes up and then it goes down within a week, basically. So, let's just hope that the down is further up than the previous.
Let's hope it doesn't go too far. Better than, I have a song on Spotify. I have like one monthly listener and I think it's me. I go listen every now and again just to make sure it's still up there. Yeah. You guys have a website. I know you guys have a link tree. Merchandise. I know you guys have that little smiley face thing. Is still on your. Hey, one thing you've been consistent on is you haven't changed that. That's been there since day one.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Swedish fashion brand H&M stole it from us.
Yeah. It was quite funny because I saw the shirt and tagged them and wrote something about don't steal our merch, please. And actually, a few days later, customer service replied to us, and I think they took it a bit too serious. But yeah, it was fun.
Oh. That's funny, man. So you guys, but your website, you guys have a website?
Yeah, catapultthrash.com, I think it is. But I mean, we're on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who does websites these days?
Dude, you need a landing page. It's always good to have a landing page because, you have your website. You have a website, you can put your songs on there, your music videos on there, you can put your merch on there.
Yeah.
You do it on like social media also, but having like one landing page for everything is helpful for people like me who interview, because I can go and look up things about the band. that maybe the band doesn't put on social media. You know, some bands don't have a big social media presence. You guys do. You guys are on there a lot, which is good.
Yeah, it is a landing page right now, but it's the old shut the fuck up and press play layout.
Yeah, it does. That is one hell of a dude. That's actually my favorite title because I named the podcast Shut the Fuck Up and Press Play. And I think that's probably my favorite title I've ever had on any podcast. You know, I've been doing this for 2 years now. You guys came on when I first started. And 2 years later, I'm still fucking not making any money doing it, but that's okay.
Yeah, whoever.
We don't either.
Right. We're in the same boat. Anything else you guys want to share before we cut off?
No, just buy merch, people. Support your local Sebastian and your local band. Buy the merch. We really need the money.
Buy some merch. Download their music. Check them out. Add them on your Spotify playlist or your Apple, wherever you listen to your music. Go stream it. It sounds cool. If you live here in America, listen to the English ones. You probably understand what they say a little bit more. But the German one sounds cool. That song would not sound as cool if it wasn't German. I don't think. Hey, guys, please stay right there. I do want to thank everyone that listens to The Loud Spot. Check us out on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe. That's all the time we got. Please, guys, stay right there till after the outro song plays, okay? That's all the time we got. Peace out, rock on, much love, and listen to Catapult.
This is The Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this The Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does anything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.